This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. BioNTech Pfizer bispecific antibody shows promise in advanced lung cancer at ASCO 2026. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi P. Kakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ Nary Evidence, BioNTech and Pfizer presented encouraging early-stage data for their bispecific T-cell engager, BNT327, in patients with advanced lung cancer at the American Society of Clinical Oncology, ASCO, Annual Meeting 2026. The experimental immunotherapy, which targets both PD-L1 and VEGF-A pathways simultaneously, demonstrated activity in heavily pretreated patients who had exhausted standard treatment options. Key takeaways: BNT327 showed clinical activity in patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer who failed multiple prior therapies. The bispecific approach targets two pathways simultaneously, potentially overcoming resistance to single-agent immunotherapy. FDA's Richard Pazdur emphasizes accelerated approval pathway reforms to bring promising cancer drugs to patients faster. Study at a glance. 67% of patients achieved disease control with BNT327 bispecific therapy. Clinical response rates by treatment line: BNT327 activity across different patient populations, 6% achieving disease control, second-line patients 78%, third-line patients 67%, fourth-line plus patients 52%. Source: ASCO 2026 presentation. Georgian Medical Journal News. Dual target strategy addresses treatment resistance. The FDA-designated fast-track therapy BNT27 represents a novel approach to overcoming immunotherapy resistance in lung cancer. Unlike traditional PD-1/PD-L1 inhibitors that target a single checkpoint pathway, the bispecific antibody simultaneously blocks PD-L1 immune suppression while inhibiting VEGF-A-driven angiogenesis. Dr. James Gulley, lead investigator at the National Cancer Institute, presented data showing that patients who had progressed on prior PD-1 inhibitors still responded to BNT327. This finding suggests the dual mechanism may reactivate immune responses even in checkpoint inhibitor-resistant tumors. FDA accelerated approval reforms gain momentum. Separately at ASCO, FDA Oncology Center of Excellence Director Dr. Richard Pazdur outlined significant reforms to the accelerated approval pathway for cancer drugs. Speaking at the FDA ASCO Symposium, Pazdur announced new guidance allowing earlier patient access to promising therapies while maintaining rigorous safety standards. "We're seeing a fundamental shift in how we evaluate cancer therapeutics," Pazdur stated during his keynote address. "The goal is getting effective treatments to patients months, not years, earlier." The reforms include expedited review timelines for breakthrough therapies and enhanced post-market surveillance protocols. Bispecific antibodies emerge as next-generation cancer treatment. Beyond BioNTech's data, ASCO 2026 featured multiple presentations on bispecific T-cell engagers across various cancer types. American Cancer Society research shows that bispecific antibodies represent one of the fastest-growing segments in oncology drug development, with over 200 candidates currently in clinical trials. Kelun Biotech also presented Phase 2 data for their PD-1/CTLA-4 bispecific antibody, while Merck unveiled early results from their PD-1 TIGIT bispecific platform. These findings collectively suggest that dual-targeting approaches may become standard care for treatment-resistant cancers within the next decade. BNT327 achieved a 67% disease control rate in heavily pretreated patients, with responses observed across multiple biomarker subgroups, including PD-L1 negative tumors. Dr. James Gulley, National Cancer Institute, ASCO 2026. What this means for patients: advanced lung cancer patients who have exhausted standard treatments may have new therapeutic options through bispecific immunotherapy clinical trials. For clinicians, dual pathway targeting represents a promising strategy for overcoming checkpoint inhibitor resistance, requiring consideration in treatment sequencing. For policymakers, accelerated approval reforms may need healthcare infrastructure updates to support rapid integration of breakthrough cancer therapies. Frequently asked questions: what makes bispecific antibodies different from current cancer immunotherapies? Bispecific antibodies simultaneously target two different pathways. potentially overcoming resistance mechanisms that limit single-agent therapies. BNT327, for example, blocks both immune suppression, PD-L1, and tumor blood vessel formation, VFA. When might BNT327 become available to patients? The therapy is currently in phase 1 trials, with phase 2 studies planned for 2026. If successful, regulatory approval could occur by 2028-2029, though FDA's accelerated approval reforms may expedite this timeline. Who would be eligible for this treatment? Current trials focus on patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer who have progressed on at least 2 prior therapies, including previous immunotherapy. Future studies may expand to earlier treatment settings. These ASCO 2026 developments signal a pivotal moment in cancer treatment with bispecific immunotherapies, potentially transforming care for patients with treatment-resistant tumors. As regulatory pathways accelerate and dual-targeting approaches mature, the next 5 years may witness unprecedented advances in precision oncology. The convergence of novel drug mechanisms and streamlined approval processes offers renewed hope for patients facing limited therapeutic options. Source: StatPlus. BioNTech and Pfizer tout bispecifics data at ASCO, and POSDER sees silver lining at FDA.